Today's Shir Masechta Yivam is Daf Kuf Dalet. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Kuf Dalet Amar Aleph at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Cholzah B'Layla Chalitza Sekshera. If the Chalitza was done at night, the halacha is that it's a kosher Chalitza. Rabbi Elazar Paisel. Rabbi Elazar holds that such a Chalitza is Paisel. The Rashba and the Ritva both point out that according to the Tanna Kamma, that holds that a chalitza may be done at night, as we're going to be discussing in the Gemara in a moment, the chalitza not only may be done at night, but it's l'chatchila allowed to be done at night. The Mishnah that says that it seems that it's only kosher b'di eved is because to show the contrast, because Rabbi Elazar holds it's possible, and Rabbi Elazar holds that it's possible even b'di eved. That's why the Mishnah, when it teaches us the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, uses the words Chalitzosik Sheira. But actually, the Tanna Kamma's opinion, they say, is that it's Koshel Chatchila to be done at night. Moreover, even though we just learned that Rabbi Elazar holds that the Chalitza may not be done at night, a concept that's going to come up often in our Shir, and that is that the Chalitza, that sometimes, even if it's not a kosher chalitza, it's called the chalitza psula. And as we've explained, the definition of a chalitza psula is a chalitza that will create that the person who is made, this woman is no longer a candidate for Yibam. That's pshat in this Gemara. The chalitza, the even Rabbi Elazar, who holds that the chalitza is posel, will agree that this woman can no longer be a candidate for Yibam. B'smol, furthermore, says the Mishnah, if the chalitza was done on the left foot, chalitza sepsula, it's also disqualified. Rabbi Elazar machsher. Rabbi Elazar holds its kasha. The halacha, as the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says, dine mominus should be done, should be adjudicated by day. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin actually has a number of ways how we notice halacha. One is the pasuk says that Yisroi recommended to Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint judges. It was too much that he should bear that burden himself. And the pasuk says the shaftus om b'chol eis. B'chol eis could be all the time. That furthermore, the halacha is that when a person wants to decide how to distribute his estate, the pasuk says, "V'ha'yu b'yom mechila esponav." Here it says b'yom. So the question is, what is it, by day or by night? So the Gemara over there explains that tchilas din, the beginning of any din Torah that involves dinei mamonis, can only be done by day. And that's what we learned from B'yoyim and Chiloy Esponov, and that the conclusion of the entire can be done even by night. Rameya says that we know this because the Pasuk says, Valpiem, regarding the Kohanim, Valpiem yeh kol riv v'kol nega. The Torah connects the obligation of a Kohen to look at the Negoyim to a Dintayra and Dinei Mominus. And the halacha is that for a Kohen to examine the Goyim, the halacha is that it can only be done by day. So because the Pasuk says, Ubiyoyim harois by Basa Chai Yitma, so too by Dine Mominus, which the Pasuk connects, it only can be done by day. But if we're going to follow this approach, then the halacha will be that the Chali, that that not only may the tchilas din, that the beginning of the din Torah may not be done by day, but even the soif din, the conclusion, the psak, cannot be done by day. And now we have, Dana Gemara points out that chalitza is considered dinei mominus. The reason that chalitza is considered a dinei mominus is because chalitza is where the woman will be, after she has chalitza, she's entitled to collect the ksuba. So, says the Gemara, Lema, the machloikis that we began our shiur with today, if chalitza can be done at night or not, is b'hakamifki, will be connected to this question. The masover, makshin and rivin l'negoim, the Ramey's opinion is, that's just as we said, that the Torah says, v'apim yeh kol rivin kol nega, and the Torah connects any dine mominus to dine negoim, and just like dine negoim could only be done by day and not by night, so too could the chalitza, which as we just said is a dine mominus, be conducted only by day and not by night. Omar, and Rabbi Lazar's opinion is going to be lo makshinin revin negoim, and therefore even though dine negoim could be done, even though negoim certainly could only be done by day, that has no bearing on dine mamonis. Says the Gemara Loi, it could be that that is not at all the way to understand our Mishnah. Rather, the Kuli Alma, everybody will agree, loi makshina revim l'negoim. We're not going to connect it. Because if that would be the case, as we said in our introductory remarks, im makshinan, then the halacha ought to be afil gemar din b'nai laila nami loi. Then the halacha of the even the gemar din should never be allowed to do by night. Yet the Mishnah Masechtas Sanhedrin says that a gemar din is allowed to be done by night, and we have a rule that we've stated numerous times that we follow the Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah says a gemar din of din and mominus may be done by night. For hachop. Rather here, what is the machlokes in our Mishnah? Mar sover, Rebbe Lazar's opinion is chalitza tchilas din damya, that the chalitza is like the tchilas din, and tchilas din may only be done by day. Or mar sover, chalitza kamar din damya, that the chalitza is considered like the end of the din, and since it's the end of the din, the halacha is that it could be done even by night. And I saw that Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer, asked him the Raisa, how do we understand the act of chalitza, which is really the fundamental question, if chalitza is considered chilistin or soiftin. He says, is the inyan that a yevamah l'shuk is still considered somewhat married to her husband, and only after the chalitza takes place does she completely lose that connection? Or the husband's death is what terminated the relationship between the husband and wife? And what there was a new connection, there's a new din that we've been learning in our Masecht of Yibum, and that begins after the death of the husband. If we'll say, it says Dasan Deraisa, that this is just concluding the marriage that was in place between this husband and wife. If it's just the conclusion of a marriage that was in place between the husband and wife, so says the Asfan Deraisa, we could understand why it's considered like the soifdin, like it's considered the end of the marriage. If, however, we understand, suggests the Asfan Deraisa, that the halacha of a yevama is an entirely new relationship, not connected in any way to the previous marriage, then says the Asfin Deraisa, chalitza would be considered tchilistin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bechei Kutusva, Ovid Uvda, he did a chalitza, b'moik, with a shoe made out of felt, b'yichidi, and he was the only dayan presiding over that din Torah, and it was done by light. Amr Shmuel. So Shmuel commented, Kamar Rav Gavri, how great of a Talmud Chacham he must be. But he didn't really mean it as a compliment. What he really meant to say was that, he really meant to say, who is he to follow such, to do this? David Ki Chidah, that he follows the opinion of a Yachid. A person, how does he take it upon himself? Says the Gemara, my kasha, what was so troubling to Shmuel? Even Mike, if the what bothered him was that he used a felt shoe, stamatanya, haven't we learned in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara quoted a brisa that if somebody used a felt shoe, the halacha is that it's a kosher chalitza. Of course, Tosfos points out that the Gemara could have said that even according to the Tana that said that you could use a felt shoe, it's good, it's only good b'dieved. And that could be what he meant. Stamata, says the Gemara, v'i laila, if what bothered Shmuel was that he did the chalitza by night, stamatanya, we just learned in our Mishnah that a chalitza could be done by night. Ella, yichidi kashalei. What bothered Shmuel is the aloch that he did a chalitza all by himself. Ask the Gemara, heichi Ovid, b'yichidi, how could have he done a chalitza just by himself? The chidah ketanala. It's only one opinion that says that a chalitza could be done by one individual. The Tanan, the halacha is, as we learned on the Mishnah in Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph Torah, that the Yivama has to do the chalitza in front of three dayanim. We learned chalitza b'shnayim, if the chalitza was done in front of dayanim, oy shloisha, or in front of three dayanim, v'nimtza echemem karav apostle, and then one is discovered to be a relative or a disqualified individual, the halacha is chalitzas apsula, that the chalitza is apostle. Rav Shimon Yochanan and Sandler, machshirim, they say that it's b'dievet acceptable. And in fact, the Gemara says there was a situation where somebody did a chalitza privately in a prison, and the Edom just was standing outside, and this situation came to Rekiva, and he said that, like Rav Shimon and Rav Yochanan Sandler taught us, the halacha is that the chalitza would be an acceptable chalitza. The Yerushalmi expands on this story. The Rav Yochanan passed by a prison where Rav Kiva was imprisoned, and he asked, he just walked by and he was pretending as if he's walking by and making an announcement, Mitzarech Machten, is there anybody that needs some needles? And he also asked, what is the halacha of Chalitza Beino Lebeino? And Rabbi Kiva answered that the halacha is that the chalitza is kosher. That the halacha actually does not follow that halacha, that pair, and the halacha is that a chalitza may not be done at night. And that's why Shmuel was troubled. How did Rabbi Bar Chiya allow a chalitza to be done by night? V'bay seima, kulanam yichida tanila. All of the opinion that you could use a chalitza, just you could do a chalitza with a felt shoe, or the chalitza could be done by night, were opinions not of the Stam Mishnah. It's only the opinions of Yechidam. And the Tanya Amr B'Shmo B'Rabbi Yossi and Niri Isis of B'Shmo B'n Loishish Chodos B'Mike B'Yechidi B'Laila. It was only one opinion that held that way. And that was what was troubling Shmuel, that how did he abandon the opinion of Chali, that how did he abandon the opinion of the Stam, of the Rabbim, and do a chalitza this way, which only represents the opinion of one man? It says the Marbislamol, we learned if the chalitza was done with the left foot, chalitzas psula, rebelaz machsher. Ask the Marmai Tamad Rabbanon, what is the reasoning for the Rabbanon who hold that a chalitza that's done on the left foot is not good? It says the Gemara of Amar Uli opinion, regal. We learn Gzeirah Shavah. The pasuk says, "V'nikshi yivanta elav le'enei zekeinim v'chaltzin na'aloi ma'al ragloi." And the pasuk says, "V'lokach ha'koyin midam ma'osher v'nosan ha'koyin al tanuch oizun ha'matar yamonus v'aboyin yodei yamonus v'aboyin ragloi yamonus." So we learn as part of the mitzvah procedure, ma'al ha'alan the yamin, when we're talking about the different blood that's put on the mitzvah's foot, it's put on the right foot. Says the Gemara, Afkan Diamin, here too, we have to use the right foot. Rabbi Lazar, that's why the Tanakhama held that the chalitza must be done on the right foot. Rabbi Lazar, who, as we just learned, disagrees. And Rabbi Elazar holds that the chalitza could be done even on the left foot, as we learned in our Mishnah. Where does he take that opinion from? Rabbi Elazar, Yalef, Regel, Regel, and Mitzayra. Rabbi Elazar learns the Gzeira Shava, La Yalef, doesn't learn the Hekish from Mitzayra. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, how can we say that Rabbi Elazar doesn't learn a Hekish to Mitzayra? Vatanya, Rabbi Elazar, Oimer, Menayin Ritzid, how do we know that if Eved Ivri says that he wants to remain for more than the 6-year term? The halacha, as we learn in Parshas Mishpatim, is the Niksha Adonav Adelis, that he's taken to the doorway and a hole is made in his ear. How do we know that the hole is made? But other than Hayimanis, in the right ear, said Rav Elazar, Nema Oizen, the Torah, when it speaks about making this hole, speaks about the ear. The Torah Kedosha says, V'rotz Adonav, as Oznov and Mitzaya, for Nemela Halon, and the Torah when it speaks about the Mitzayra, says, Atunuch Oizen Amitayimanus, the blood is applied to the right ear of the Mitzayra. Ma'ala Halon, so said Rebbe Elazar, just like over there, it has to be specifically the right ear. Ma'ala Halon Yamin, Afkan Yamin. So we see that Rebbe Elazar does agree that we learn from Mitzayra. So just like he learns from a Mitzayra by the Eved Ivri, asked the Gemara, he should learn from the Mitzayra by the Yavama that it has to be on the right foot. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, we have to reverse the opinions in our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar is going to hold that the chalitza that's done on the left foot, it is not that the chalitza could be done on the left foot. And he's also going to hold that you can make the hole in the ear of the Eved Ivri in the left ear. Rav Amar, Loilam Loitepach, don't do so. And Rav Elazar is going to agree that the ear that's used by the Eved Ivri must be the right ear. And even though he connects the halacha of an Eved Ivri and the halacha Mitzayra, That doesn't mean that he agrees that we could connect the halacha of the left of the Yavama and Mitzayra. Why? Because Eisen Mufni. The word Eisen that it says by Mitzayra is superfluous. And as we've learned many times, if we learn Xeri Shava and there's a superfluous word, certainly if both words are superfluous, then the halacha is that the Xeri Shava stands, even if there's a question on the Gzeri Shava. And even in a case where only one of the words are extra, many opinions, as we've mentioned previously, hold that the Gzeri Shava stands. However, the word regal, that we want to connect chalitza to mitzayra, loy mufni, the words are not extra. And since the words are not extra, there is no opportunity to learn the Gzeri Shava. Ask the Gemara, V'chiloi mufni, now that you're saying that the words regal by Mitzayra and by Yavama are not superfluous, my pircha ikka, what kind of a question is there that you're saying that because there's a question that we can't learn this Gzeri Shava? Answers the Gemara, ikla mifrach, the reason why there's a question that prevents us from saying that they should be connected is because Ma'ala Mitzayra has specific rules. Shekein Tan, Eitz Erez, the Ezer Vishni Tolas, which is very unique, and rules that apply only by Mitzayra, which prevent us from learning Chalitza, from Mitzayra. So our Gemara just discussed the halacha that chalitza on the left foot is not considered, certainly according to the Tanakhama, to be the right foot to do chalitza on. So the question that many Rishonim discuss, which is the right foot to do chalitza if the Yavam is a left-footed individual, where his left foot is stronger than his right foot? Many Rishonim say that just like by tefillin, which we know the halacha is that tefillin are supposed to be put on the left arm. If one's weaker arm is the right arm, the halacha is you should put the tefillin on the right arm, because that's his weaker arm. So they say the same thing would be by Yavam, that if the Yavam is a left foot, then that is considered his stronger leg. That is considered his regal yamin, and chalitza should be done on that leg. The Smag disagrees, and he says that only when we speak about tefillin, where the Torah Kedoshah says la'ois al yatcha, and the Gemara teaches us yatcha comes to teach us yad keya, that you have to use your weaker hand to be the hand on which you put your tefillin. That's where halacha is that the chalitza cannot be done on whichever hand is the weaker hand. There is no halacha, however, says the Smag, that chalitza has to be done stronger hand, weaker hand. Chalitza should be done always on the right foot. Another opinion that some Rishonim suggest is that a person who's a left-footed individual should have the chalitza done from both feet. However, the Ramban says that he doesn't agree that a chalitza should be done on both feet, because that isn't what the Torah prescribed. And therefore, the Ramban's opinion is that if somebody is left-footed, the halacha is that we should do that he is not a candidate to do chalitza. The Ramah writes that the minig is like the Rishonim, that if somebody is left-footed, chalitza should be done from both. Chalitza should be done from both feet. And many of the Paiskim suggest that not only should chalitza, when it's being done from a left-footed individual, be done on both feet, but they actually suggest that the shoes should be taken off from both feet at the same time. Because the question is that as we're going to be discussing in our shurim, there may be real concerns if it's not done that way, that there's an interruption, that there's a hefsek in the chalitza, and the only way to assure that problem is resolved is by doing the chalitza at the same time from both feet. Says the Mishnah. The Torah says there are really three parts to the chalitza. One is that the yivama has to take the shoe off the yavam's foot. The second part is that she has to expel saliva in front of him, and she also has to read the parashas chalitza. So says the Mishnah, chalitza v'rakaka, if she did the chalitza part, and she did the spitting part, avalai kara, but she didn't read the psukim of the parashas chalitza, the halacha is, b'di'evid, the chalitza is kosher. Because the Torah uses the words in the parasha of chalitza, kacha yosul ish ashla yivnes beis achav. And we know that whenever the Torah used the word kacha, it comes to teach us that whatever is being referred to is absolutely essential. But the halacha that you have to read the parasha of the chalitza is not included in the pasuk of kacha yosul ish. The reason it's not included in the pasuk of kacha yosul ish, because the pasuk is only referring to Ye'osa, to different parts of what is only referring to parts that require an action. Reading is not considered an action. Rakaka, but let's say Kara of Rakaka, the Yavama read the parasha and spit Avaloi Chalitza, but she didn't do the act of Chalitza, then the Chalitza is Psula. Because of course, as the name implies, the main part of the chalitza is the removal of the shoe. Chalitza v'kara, she did the chalitza, and she also read the parasha, avaloi rakaka, but she didn't expel the saliva. Rebbe Lez, I'm a chalitza sapsula. Rebbe Lez's opinion is that such a chalitza is disqualified. Rebbe Kiva, I'm a chalitza sekshera. He says that the spitting is not absolutely essential. Amma Rebbe Lezer. So Rebbe Lezer said, the pasuk that we just read, how can you suggest that the spitting is not absolutely essential? Didn't we just say that regarding that, the Torah says, kochi yosul ish, ashla yivnes beis achiv, and we see from here, the kol davashu maisa, anything that is an act, ma'akiv, is essential. So the question is, how could you say that if the kika wasn't done, it'll still be fine? Amalei Rekiva. So Rekiva says that v'sham raya, the pasuk kach yisal ish called davishu maisa b'ish, that the pasuk of kach yisal ish only refers, says Rabbi Kiva, to what is done on the body of the yavam. Now, removing the shoe is actually removed from the yavam's foot. But this other act of taking, of spitting, is not done on the yavam's foot. It's done, but it's not done on the yavam's foot, and therefore we can't bring a raya. That koch yosel ish, says Rekiva, doesn't make that the rekika should be essential. A cheresh, we have an individual who can't hear or speak, and we know in the halacha such an individual is not considered a bar das. And moreover, the Rishonim point out, when we speak about a cheresh in our Gemara, it doesn't make a difference if he was born, unfortunately, that way, or he became a cheresh later, shenachlatz, that his yevama took off the shoe, the chereshes, or chereshes, who was unable to read the psukim, shechaltza, that she did the act of chalitza, the chaletzes, lekotten, if the cotton that we're having the chalitza done to, is if the yavam, who we have the chalitza being done to, is still a cotton. In all these cases, chalitza so psula, the chalitza is not considered a valid chalitza. And as Rashi points out, that such an individual, even though we learn throughout Amasechta, we have the yavam has an option to do chalitza yibam, and this individual, there won't be any option. The only option available will be yibam. Ketana shechaltza, if a ketana did chalitza while she was a ketana still, the halacha is tachlitz mishetagdol. She has to do it over again when she becomes an adult. Vimlai chaltza, if she didn't do the chalitza when she is an adult, chalitza psula, the chalitza that she did while she was still a ketana, the halacha is psula, the chalitza is not a valid chalitza. Chaltza b'shnayim, as we spoke about a little earlier, if chalitza was done in front of two edim, or b'shloisha, the chalitza was done in front of three people, v'nimtzach mem karv apostle, and therefore one of the dayanim was disqualified, which turns out that the chalitza was not done in front of three dayanim, chalitza psula, the chalitza is disqualified. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, as we learned on Amud Aleph, Rav Shimon, Rav Yochanan, and Sandla Machshirim say that a chalitza that's done in front of two people, b'di'evit, is acceptable. And says the Mishnah, O'masa be'echot shecholos be'noi le'beino be'beis asurim, there was a chalitza that was conducted just between the Yavam, the Yavama, in prison, and the Edim was standing outdoors and witnessed this chalitza, O'ba'amas lefnei Rav Kiva, and this question, the question on the validity of this chalitza was brought to Rabbi Kiva for Hichshir. It's interesting that I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed brings an issue about Abesa Asurim. He says that there sometimes there are individuals who are imprisoned at home and they get phone calls from the prison authorities to make sure that they're following the terms of their confinement and that they're not going out. And the question came up in Eretz Yisrael that the prison authorities call on Shabbos. And if this individual will not pick up the phone to answer their call on Shabbos, they're going to come and it will involve Chil Shabbos for them to drive to this individual's home. So at first glance, the halacha ought to be that he shouldn't pick up the phone. Because the Gemara says, we learned at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, v'chi oimrim lo adam chatei, do we tell a person to do an aveira b'shvil she yiske chaveroi? I'm not obligated to do an aveira just to help somebody else not do an aveira. So if this person is going to drive on Shabbos by me picking up the phone, he's not going to drive on Shabbos, and I could pick up the phone in a way that won't involve, he says, Anissa Daraisa, I don't have a right, I don't have an obligation to do so. But here, he says that it may be different. He says that this person who is imprisoned, he caused himself to be put into this situation. Because he caused himself to be put into this situation, we cannot consider this individual completely innocent. We can't look at this individual and say, why should he have to do an Aveira if these people want to do something wrong on Shabbos? He isn't innocent. He's the one that created the situation by ending up doing something that put him into prison. And maybe, says the Chashuki Chemer, therefore, the halacha ought to be that if he could pick up the phone in a way that won't involve a chil Shabbos, the raisa should be what he does. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, hashta da amrit, now that we've learned in the Mishnah, kriya loy makva, that everybody agreed in our Mishnah that the reading of the psukim of the chalitza is not absolutely essential. Lefikach ilam ve'elmis, if there are people who unfortunately can't do chalitza, can't speak, that if they did a chalitza, the chalitza also kshera, because they're capable of doing all the other parts of the chalitza. And we're learning now that the psukim, the kriya, is not absolutely essential. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we just learned in our Mishnah, Cheres Shenechlatz, or Chereses Shechaltza, if either one of them did the Chalitza, or Chalitza Menakotten, Chalitza Sepsula. My time alav, Mishum Delav Nei Kriya Ninu. What is the problem with a Chereses? Because they can't read the Psukim. And if they can't read the Psukim, the halacha will be that the Chalitza is possible. So the question is, why? If they could do everything else, that should be all that's required. Loi, says the Gemara, that's not the disqualification of the Cheresh and the Chereshes. Rather, the disqualification is Mishum Delabedei Neinu, because they're not considered people of the proper in Kavona. That they're not considered properly intelligent, and therefore they can't do a Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to understand, so then that should be halacha on ilm and ilmus as well, that they can't do chalitza. They amar Rava, responds Rava, ilm of ilmus, but they deinenu. They really considered people with the proper mental capacity. Just pumayu the kavlo, they have a problem that their mouth, so to speak, is hurting, that they can't speak. So Tysus points out that even when the Gemara had a Havamina, that the Chalitza of a Cheresh and a Cheresh should be acceptable, says Tysus, was referring to a situation of Godel Oymet Agabov, that there would be an adult supervising this Chalitza. So asks Rav Chaim Brisker, why by Gitni Kedushin, was then the halach is that Godel Oymet Agabov is not satisfactory? Why would the Gemara assume by Chalitza a Godel Oymet al Gabov would be acceptable? Says Rav Chaim, that by Gittin and Kedushin, the Gittin and Kedushin are done by the husband and wife. The husband and wife are the ones that make that the get should be a get, the Kedushin should be a Kedushin. And if they're not able to do it themselves, then the halach is that such a Gittin and Kedushin are not valid. By Chalitza, it's not that it's like a transaction where, of course, a transaction needs to have the das, the consent of the two parties. Rather, the way to understand the chalitza is that there's a zika, as we've been learning throughout this masechta, between the yavam and the yavama, and something must be done to break that zika. What must be done to break the zika? A chalitza. If that's what the halacha is, so as long as the chalitza is conducted and we have it supervised with a godel oymet al gabov, that should be satisfactory. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, v'amr debei Rabbi Yanai, lefi she'ena b'chlal, the reason that a cheresh and a chereshes can't do chalitza because they can't do the amra and the amra, they can't say the pasuk. So if that's the case, why could an ilm and an ilmus do the chalitza? We see from here that in order for the chalitza to be a kosher chalitza, it has to be done with the kriya. Says the Gemara, Al-Kiyat the Rava, where do we learn Rava's halacha? A Seitma. It learned that the Sefer, Cheret Shenechlet, Cheret Shecholza. The Chalat Smenaktana Chilitzas Psula asked, and that Rava said, Hash the Amr Kriya Ma'akva. Now it was saying that the Cheresh and the Chereshes cannot participate in the Chalitza. And Rav is saying, what is our Mishnah teaching us? Our Mishnah is teaching us that they can't participate because the Kriya is essential and they can't do the Kriya. Lefikach, therefore, says Rav extrapolates that the same thing will be by Ilan ve'elmet shechaltzu chilitzos and psula. Masnissen, and our Mishnah said that chalitza, if it wasn't done, the kriya wasn't done, as we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, is acceptable, is following the opinion of Rabbi Zeira. In other words, what Rav is saying is, as we're going to learn, a person who can read, potentially, but didn't read, the halacha is, the chalitza, the reading is not essential, and the chalitza will be a kosher chalitza. But a person who is incapable of reading, such an individual cannot do a chalitza. And where do we learn this from? We learn this from what Rabbi Zeira taught us in Masechta Menachos. The halach is that the Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Kuf Gimel on the base, teaches us that somebody donated a Karban Mincha. And he says, I'm going to bring a Karban Mincha of 60 Isarin of flour. He could bring it in one keli. He could bring it in one utensil. But if he said, I'm going to bring a Karban Mincha that has in it 61 Isarin, he can't bring all 61 in one keli. Because the halacha is that when you have 60 Isarin, the oil that's brought along will mix properly with the flour. But if you have more than 60 Isarin, the flour and oil will not mix properly. Ask the Gemara, the halach is that if somebody brought a Karban Mincha, the Gemara teaches that in the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Yud Ches, that if somebody brings a Karban Mincha and doesn't mix the flour and oil, the Karban Mincha is kosher. So why over here, asks Reb Zeira, are we concerned that we can't mix the flour and oil? The mixing of the flour and oil is not required. To which Reb Zeira said, Kol Aroy Labila, if it's a situation where it can be mixed, then ain bila ma kevispa. However, in a situation v'kosh ain roi labila, if it can't be mixed properly, then the halacha is bila ma kevispa. And the same thing here. Although we learned in our Mishnah that the mixing of the saying the psukim of the chalitza parsha are not absolutely essential, the halacha is they have to be able to be said. So if the chalitza is being conducted by two people who are able to speak, so then the halacha will be that the chalitza is kosher, even if we didn't have a kriya. But if the chalitza is being done by individuals who unfortunately can't read, then the halacha is that chalitza is posel. So there's a very interesting Shagas Aryeh who quotes the Shibboleh Leket. He says if somebody is in the middle of davening, and he's in the middle of davening Shemon Esrei, and the tzibur, the shliach tzibur, come to Kedusha. The question is, he can't answer Kedusha because he's in the middle of the Shemon Esrei. But he could be yaitza Kedusha with Shemei Ka'ina. Says the Shagas Aryeh, since he's a person at this point who's not allowed to speak, he's in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, and he applies the concept, the Shibboleh Leket applies the concept of our Mishnah, of our Gemara. The call Shayna Roy Labila, Bila Makevispa. Yes, you could perhaps be Yaitza, the mitzvah of Kedusha, just with Shemei Koina, just with hearing the Baal Tefillah saying the Kedusha. But that's in a situation where you are able to be Oina, where you could have spoken. And therefore you could say Shemeina Koina. However, in a place where you can't be an Oina, the halacha is that you can't be Yaitza with Shemei Koina. But the Shagas Aryeh says that we can't compare the comparison that the Shibboleh Leket wants to suggest between the concept of Shemei Ka'ina and Roy Labila is not a valid conversation, not a valid comparison. He says Shemei Ka'ina is not to be viewed as a B'dievid. says the Shagas Arya. It's not like the halacha is you're supposed to be oina, you're supposed to say the words, but Chazal said, but the Eved, if you couldn't say the words, the halacha is that it's going to be acceptable. He says that's not true. What Shemei Kaina is, Shemei Kaina teaches us the lechatchila, that is an acceptable way of fulfilling the mitzvah. Whereas Bila, everybody agrees that the proper way of bringing a korban mincha is with mixing the flour and oil. And therefore, the individual who did not mix the flour and oil, such a chalitza is not a valid chalitza. Says the Gemara, Shalach Leil Avud Shmuel. They sent from Eretz Yisrael the following halacha to Avud Shmuel. Yivama Shirokaka, if Yivama spit in Bezdin, but she didn't take off a shoe, Tachlitz. Mechlal, says the Gemara, that she has to do chalitza, Mechlal de Ifsala Lachim. The only option that's left for her, we spoke about this in the Mishnah, is to do chalitza. But Yivam is no longer an option. Mani, ask the Gemara, whose opinion does this follow that she now becomes disqualified for Yivam anymore? Ilema, Rabbi Kiva, if we're going to say that Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that if there was only chalitza part and there wasn't the Eureka part, the chalitza's kosher, Hashta, ask the Gemara, or Maba Maka Mitzvah, in a case where she has to, where she took off the shoe, and there's still a mitzvah to spit, Dikla Meima, Mida the Hava and Mimurim, that we could compare it to the Emurim, that the halacha is, the Emurim of a carbon have to be burnt in Mizbeach. But the halacha is, Kilesnu, if the Emurim aren't here, they got lost or they become Tomei, Loi Ma'akfei, V'chiesnu, but when they are here, Ma'akfei. So, same thing. So, just like by the Amurim that are here, the halacha ought to be that they, that if you don't burn them, the carbon is not a kosher carbon. Ask the Gemara, so too should be by Chalitza. That even though the spitting is not that significant, still the halacha should be that if the Yavama is able to do so, as long as she wasn't done, the Chalitza should be considered a disqualified Chalitza. Amar B'kiva, Loi Ma'akva. The halacha is that the Eureka is not make the Chalitza disqualified, and Ma'achem Ifsala. And that's why the halacha is, if the Eureka is not absolutely essential, so why would the halacha be that the Chalitza is possible? Ella, says the Gemara, it's following the opinion of Elazar that says that if there was a chalitza without Eureka, the chalitza is considered a chalitza psula. Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that the chalitza, that a chalitza without Eureka is not a valid chalitza. And that's why he said that the chalitza that was that's why the halacha will be if she only did Eureka. The halacha is that this woman will be disqualified, but she can't have, but she has to take care of it still.